In 2 Samuel and chapter 5, we read the people of Israel said to David, "The Lord said to you, it is you who shall be shepherd of my people Israel, you who shall be ruler over Israel." There has often been a failure of pastors, prime ministers, presidents and others to realize who they are captaining over, who they are shepherding, and whom they are to look after. They are God's people. It is God's people they are looking after. Governments have sent thousands to war unnecessarily. Church ministers have been prepared to discard members of the congregation rather than to seek to build them up. If they want to have a different style of worship or organization. A young minister was considering taking over a church. He admitted that too many people would leave because of the style of church he wanted to run. The deciding factor was not that many would leave, but that the income would then be insufficient for him to live as a pastor. David made a covenant with Israel, and then they anointed him. His covenant was with the people, both to lead and to care for them. There was a sense of duty, a calling. This was not just a desire for power on the part of David. It was to fulfill a call from God. There will always be people that will not recognize a person with the call of God on their life, as there will always be usurpers to claim a position that is not theirs by right or calling. Moses was sent to Pharaoh with a message. In Exodus chapter 5, it says, "Afterwards Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said, 'Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, let my people go.'" God is concerned for his people. Moses could not say my people. He had to say God's people. Jesus first called Peter to follow him with the promise of an apprenticeship that would make him a fisher of men. 2 or 3 years later, after the resurrection, Jesus gave him instructions to shepherd, that was to care, and to provide for lambs and sheep that belonged to the Lord himself. "Remember," he said, "feed my sheep." There was no apprenticeship, and there was only one qualification he had to have for that. It was love for the Lord Jesus. It could be said that Peter fished more people for the Lord when he became a shepherd than when he was training to be a catcher of men and women for the Lord. It might be a good idea if a test were made for a prospective minister to be questioned on his love for the Lord rather than his academic achievement and the success in his or her previous positions. David had the necessary qualifications to be a shepherd of people. He loved God, so therefore he loved the people of God. And that extended far beyond his family and tribe. It was also true that David had fame and charisma, which certainly does help. Finally, he had God's call upon his life. That is always a must. Any failure to care for people, whether spiritually, physically, or materially, must be down to a lack of love for the Lord Jesus, because people belong to God. And if we belong to God, then we must love the family of God. The Lord bless you. Amen.